Because I feel like we have friends that are on the brink of engagement.
I'm pumped to listen to you two talk about your dates.
Woo!
The 2-for-1 special. First date was at Hillstone. I feel like my favorite part about him is that he...
At first glance, he was super cute.
This is not a roast at all, but I am curious if you started getting your nails done so that eventually when you get proposed to, it's not going to be a surprise. And I had it on the middle finger initially, but it just didn't look right. But I've never worn a wink. Did you say
a
that?
Wing.
I've never worn a wing. I've never worn a wing before. No, I've never worn a ring before. Why is that a tongue twister? Is it a tongue twister for you guys?
I've never worn a ring before.
I can kind of hear it a little tongue twister.
Worn a ring. I see why it would be tricky to say.
Yeah.
I've never worn a ring before.
Yeah. But anyways, it was on my middle finger. I was looking at it. It looked kind of funky to me. So I moved it to my index finger, which is, I think, where it's supposed to be anyways. And I think it looks better now.
It does look better. It looks more like I'm wearing this for a purpose.
Because yeah. You're wearing it like me.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to copy Colby, as everybody knows.
Are you guys wearing it on the same hand too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because you're both righties.
We're twins.
Left hand... index finger.
For those joining the conversation late,
yeah, I was gonna say, for people that are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
We are talking about the Oura Ring, because I just got one yesterday. I'm very excited about it, because people may know I used to be obsessed with the Whoop. So if people have followed me on Instagram for a while, like, I used to post my Whoop shit all the time, because it used to tell me I was dying every single morning. It would be like, not recovered, why are you on a 6-mile run when you slept 1 hour last night? And I just need something that understands me a little bit better, you know? Like, that's just the Adam way. And also, when I finally took off my Whoop strap, I think I wore that thing for 3 years, it had atrophied my wrist. Like, my wrist was completely white and was, like, skinned down to the bone.
I hate to break it to you. If that's what your insights are going to be, your Oura Ring is going to tell you that you're in bad shape, too.
Yeah, what I was waiting for you to say why the Oura Ring is different.
Well, okay.
Why is it different? I truly don't know, so tell me. Educate
me. I don't know. But I think it looks prettier, to be honest. And it's, like, cooler. Like, I think Oura Rings are, like, the cool thing now, and, like, Whoops are not. Like, Whoops are out, Aura's ing. Ing.
I knew what you meant.
Today.
Aura is in. Colby, would you say the Oura Ring... Well, I guess you didn't have a Whoop, did you?
I did have one.
Oh,
but
you did?
That was why I wanted the Oura Ring, because... In order for the Whoop to be accurate, you had to wear it all the time. And it's the same thing for the Oura Ring. But if I was going out, I would take the Whoop off. If I were taking a shower, I would take the Whoop off. I only wanted to wear that thing on my arm when I was working out.
Right.
And so it never was accurate. And I didn't wear it enough for it to ever learn my body at all. And now my Oura Ring rules my life.
Well,
I talk about,
like,
it all the time. I'm like, I don't know if it was better for me to not know these things or if it's better for me to know them. Because yesterday was the first day of my crazy week because Rebecca's book came out on paperback. That was why I was working last weekend. I had Good Morning America. Now I'm not even remembering where the first place that we went yesterday was. Another morning show and, oh, NBC News Now. And so
and
I had,
like,
to be there
thing, right?
At 5. Yeah, it's just, it's been a marathon every day, but it's been exciting and amazing. But by the time I got home yesterday, and I got home around 3, and then I had to, like, actually start working, and I had been up since 4 a.m. I sat down at like 3, started working, and then was working into the night last night. And before I went to bed, it said to me, daily summary, today was a high-stress day overall, but your body has now achieved a state of relaxation. Nicely done. As you prepare for the evening, focus on engaging in soothing activities that help you unwind and let go of the day's tension. And it said that I had 0 minutes of restorative time yesterday.
You were just stressed 24/7.
For the whole day. And I had slept for like 5 hours. So.
Oh my God. And it, like, so it gathers, like, that you're stressed because of your heart rate.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Time standing, time, like, walking, things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not, like,
and
sitting.
It's actually really good at predicting things. Like, last night, Alex's girlfriend and I forced him to watch Wicked because he hasn't seen it yet. And so we started Wicked, but we started it at like 9:30 p.m. Like, we were supposed to start it at 8, which would have aligned with my bedtime of like being in bed by 10:30. And I don't know, Alex, like, got home late or something, so we started it super late at, like, 9:30 p.m. That's when I, like, start to get a little drowsy. So anyways, I passed out on the couch for, like, 25 minutes to Alex waking me up being like, okay, we can finish it tomorrow. And my Oura Ring had picked up that I took a nap for, like, 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It does do that.
Yeah, and it did it so quick. It was, like, the first thing that it happened when I opened the thing. It was, like, confirm that you just took a nap for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Except I, like to lie to myself, and I was like, I didn't fall asleep. I didn't take a nap.
Oh, yeah. You're like, well, sometimes I genuinely don't know if I have it fallen asleep. It picks
up on your light sleep, even.
Like, yesterday, I have a knack for always, on flights, falling asleep before we take off, and, like, I wake up and we're in the air.
That's such a beautiful thing. Wait,
that happens to me too. It's so weird.
No, for some reason, I think it's like the, when everyone turns the air conditioning on on the plane, it's like white noise to me. Like, hearing, you know what I'm talking about?
To say they're actually pumping, like, sleep medication into the plane.
It's like melatonin to me.
I would not be surprised.
No, genuinely, I feel like the sound of people turning on their little vents, like the air thing above their seats, you know how, like, I can, like, hear it now in my head. It's just
hissing almost.
Yeah, it's the perfect, like, sound.
It's a personal sound machine.
Yeah, to lull me to sleep. Like, I don't know. And so I fell asleep yesterday on the way up, and I wasn't sure though if I had, like, fully fallen asleep. I was like, I think I did. And then I had no concept of how long I was out, if I was out. And Danielle, sitting next to me, she was, like, in the seat next to me, and she goes, "You were out for, like, an hour. You missed the drinks." Like, I actually didn't miss the drinks. I woke up, like, right as the drinks were coming.
Wow. Your body knew.
It knew that I was about to get my ginger ale.
Ugh, there's nothing better than a ginger ale on a plane.
Ginger ale. And you know what I got? I got these, well, it was in the Mexico airport, but I got these, like, they're an equivalent to, like, a Ritz cracker. So I had Ritz crackers and ginger ale.
It's like the stomach bug.
Like, I mean, I love eating and drinking like I'm sick year round.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I love my comfort foods. I love my brown foods. My brown foods and my bubbly drinks.
Yep.
That sounds lovely.
Anyway.
I love that for you.
Okay, so Oura Ring, cool.
Kitty's like, done.
Keep us posted. Well, just keep us posted on how
I will. I'm going to get a cute little ring to stack on top of it, because I'm a ring boy now, apparently. So I already identified the ring I'm going to get, and my friend just happens to have one that she doesn't want, so she's going to sell it to me.
Amazing.
So soon there's going to be lots of rings.
The one that you posted about?
Cartier?
the one that I literally drew on my finger. It took me so long to sketch that, but I was like, I'm already committed. Like, I've been sketching this thing for like a decade. It looked pretty good, not going to lie, right?
I feel like, I know you're getting that one, but it would be cool too, or if you decide to change your mind, getting a silver one to stack that would match your watch.
Somebody else said that, so, and I do think that's kind of a good idea.
Mixed metals, I think, would go really nicely, because it would pull in your watch silver.
Yeah, maybe I can get, I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
Just a suggestion. Well, the girls were talking about, we had this whole conversation about mixing metals yesterday, and about how
I'm into, like, it,
the cool thing to do, and I have not joined that
I
cult,
wore
so I need to do
a silver necklace the other day, and I have always thought I was only a gold person, like, that silver didn't look good on me, and now maybe it's because I got a gloss in my hair to make it cooler, but I think silver might look better.
You're, like, literally going to trigger Katie's fight or flight with when she got her colors done.
Yeah,
I'm just going to start mixing it up.
I feel like I could see that for you, but also I feel like it's a seasonal thing, too.
Totally.
Just as a general, someone is blowing me up. Can everyone stop?
You're so popular.
Sorry, I just need to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I've been trying not to put my phone on Do Not Disturb recently, because I feel like we have friends that are on the brink of engagement, you know?
You think so?
Like, there's a few people in our lives that I feel like any day now we could get that FaceTime with the ring in our face, you know?
Got
like,
it.
Guys, I got engaged.
Really hope not.
I mean, we just have friends that, like, it's like any day now. And I get nervous to have my phone on Do Not Disturb, because my worst fear is being the one person that doesn't answer the FaceTime. Like, that would haunt me to my grave.
I think that's fair. I'd be pretty upset too if I missed a FaceTime. But I think I need to strategically plan it around when I know my friends are on trips. It's like, if they are in the Bahamas or Tulum or Europe, no, Do Not Disturb. They're in New York, you know.
I don't really want to get engaged on a trip, though. So I don't think that's like an everybody thing.
Katie, I have a very, very big question for you.
Okay. All right.
This is not a roast at all, but I am curious if you started getting your nails done so that eventually when you get proposed to, it's not going to be a surprise. And I've been thinking about it every day, and I need an answer.
That's not the reason, actually. Okay. The reason was that my sister roasted me.
Okay. About your nails.
About my nails. And she's the only person that has ever had the guts to like tell me the truth, I guess.
Sister's words cut deep.
No, sister's, I mean, sure, it's going to be great that I'm now in the phase of getting my nails done when I eventually have a rock in my hand.
This could not be more opportune timing for you.
No, I know, but like, okay, I have two thoughts here. Number one, I need to complete my thought that my sister roasted me, and that is why. We were home for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever holiday I started doing the nails. I think it was Christmas. I'd just done like a few different jewelry ads and mm-hmm. things, and like in, you know, I walk into like a nice jewelry store. I'm trying on like a $10,000 engagement ring, like for the content, with my nubby little nails that, like, because I used face tanner, probably have like look like Cheeto fingers. Like I had like orange under my nails.
Ashley said you should probably get that sorted.
And my sister was like, I forget what she said, but she said something that really stuck with me about how she's like, you know, they don't look good. Why would you not just put clear coat on? Now I've realized that because I always just thought my fingers were just not the right fingers for.
No, but they are. Like, your nails look so good.
For extensions. Yeah, your hands look so nice.
Yeah,
for extensions.
Yeah, for nail extensions.
That's not what they're called.
That's what they call it at my salon.
Really?
Yeah, they call them extensions.
Maybe they are called that. I just always thought they were called, like, tips.
I mean, for sure, they're called tips, but my nail ladies call them extensions. I don't know.
Got a kick out of that one.
Was so funny.
And I was like, wait, I don't get it. I don't get why that's funny.
Hair.
I mean, I know nothing about nails, so but to me, it was just like, you could say
somebody anything. Was like, I'm not a good candidate for extensions, I would think their hair.
Okay, well, nail extensions is what my ladies call it. I don't know anything. I don't know any of the terms. Well, I guess
it actually is, because are those Gel X?
No, this isn't Gel X. This is powder. So it's the fake nail is only like this big. Like, it's just the tip.
Yeah.
And the rest of my nail is powder that's turned hard into, like, it makes it look like it's Gel X slash like a press on or whatever.
Well, anyway. Now I'm thinking Gel X probably stands for gel extension. So I'm wrong, but I've never heard somebody just refer to them as extensions. And that is so funny.
So it's kind of, to answer your question, a two birds with one stone situation. Like, I've realized that I've been lazy slash I just feel like it was an unnecessary thing, but now that I'm starting to do it, I'm kind of obsessed. Like, I get really excited thinking about what color I'm going to get next. And it is kind of also exciting to have my hands occupied for an hour and a half, and I can just listen to my podcasts in peace with my phone on Do Not Disturb. Back to our initial convo. But I also think it is nice to now know that I will have nice nails when the day comes that I will get engaged. I was talking to one of our friends about this, actually, because she was like, oh, by the end of this year, like, she pretty much was like lumping me into the category of like, she's like, we could be engaged. I'm like, no, you could be engaged, not me.
Katie.
And she's like, why not? And I'm like, because I'm not getting engaged this year and everyone needs to cool it.
Katie, you saying this is so tea, because I know exactly the friend that you're talking about, because on Friday we went to drinks.
Oh, I meant to ask how that went.
We went to drinks with the girls, and one of the girls is like, oh, Katie's definitely going to get engaged this year. Like, I talked to her about it.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, What are you talking about? I talk to her every day.
That is major tea, because
she said the complete opposite.
I literally said, there's simply no way in hell I'm getting engaged this year.
Katie, my jaw was in Beijing. Like,
no.
I was literally like, I talk to that girl every day. The fact she's not telling me this information.
No, you would be the first one to know. That is fake news.
And then in my head, I'm like, the nails. Everything is adding up.
The nails. Yeah, no. I mean, not to disappoint, but I swear, every time I post my nails now, though, like, I post like a picture of my hand on my story.
People are like, trigger warning.
Lose their shit. I'm like, guys, it's my hand. And I've been wearing this one diamond ring that I wear. I've been wearing for 7 years. So everyone who's like, you know, Katie, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's posting. I'm like, guys, I'm literally showing my hand. And I'm right-handed. So I'm holding my phone in my right hand and my diamond rings on my left hand. But it is in my middle, on my middle finger.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to cool their jets.
Yeah, that's their fault.
They need to be more
detail-oriented. I did wear that ring, though, when we were pretending that we were on a bachelorette party to get free drinks.
Did it work?
I think it did.
It worked. I remember that. That was in Jersey. I remember that. I actually saw this story, speaking of rings, this influencer that I follow, she was posting like her home renovations. She just got a house in like Chicago or something that is beautiful. And she was talking about how she was like getting these renovations, or like someone was coming in to like work on something. And she was like showing us around the kitchen or wherever it was, with her, like, gesturing with her hands, and she had like a huge rock on her engagement finger, And I was like, did I miss a chapter? I did not think this girl was engaged. And then she addressed it in the next slide. She's like, oh my God, guys, didn't realize you didn't know the lore. This is a fake ring that I wear when anyone comes over to like work on the house. So they think that I'm like, I have a husband, because she bought the house herself. On her own, yeah. Which is like amazing. But she like wants people to think like, oh yeah, my husband's like coming home any minute now. Like just in case that they do something like creepy. Yeah, like a safety thing.
Got it.
Which I was like, interesting. Never would think to do that.
That is very interesting.
But anyway, I'm like, wow, like, that must be fun to just like wear that around sometimes.
Just like get a fake ring and just
get
like
used to it.
Play house with your ring.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how this all started, but oh, the nails.
Did we do the intro?
No.
I was like, how deep are deeper we are in this episode?
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. And really great, because I'm pumped to listen to you two talk about your dates. Woo!
The two-for-one special.
I'm really Adam comfortable has had here.
Dates.
Yeah, I'm on the multiple.
Adam's had dates plural that I am so thrilled to hear all about.
When did we even record last week?
I'm going to zip my mouth. We have recorded like early before you had gone on your dates, all of you.
Yeah, you were talking about how you were going to put your name down at Hillstone.
Oh, right.
We had recorded on, I believe, Monday.
Because so, I went on my date Tuesday.
Yeah, so you have the floor. I'm so excited to hear about every little detail.
I'm first up, huh?
You're first up.
Let's see. So first date was at Hillstone. Which also I need to say that I think it's so funny that I think I talked about in last week's episode that I was going on a date on Hillstone. And then in my photo dump on Sunday, I posted a picture of one of my friends at Hillstone.
Yeah, it like full frontal. I thought had the same thought. I was like, oh, Adam knows what he's doing.
I didn't think that deeply about my photo dump on Sunday.
Wait, but could you explain? I must have not swiped all the way.
Okay, so my photo dump on Sunday has caused some serious rifts in like every aspect of my life, basically.
Okay.
So, I mean, not rifts, like I'm being so dramatic, but essentially I posted a couple of pictures and they're like a lot of my friends. Like I posted like a picture of Colby. I posted a picture of my friend and I at Hillstone. I posted like a selfie of me and one of my coworkers who I'm best friends with. And so I guess that this is the funny part. My friend reposted the selfie of him and I that I guess like maybe looked a little coupley, but it's like just two gays and we just happened to be like close, you know, in right. terms of like the picture.
Right.
And I thought it was a cute selfie. So I posted it on my little photo dump. And so he reposted it. He just got out of a relationship a month ago. And so he ended up getting like all these phone calls from his friends being like, tell me you're not already in a relationship. Like it's only been like 3 weeks. Like you need to delete that right now.
You
like
gotta go to therapy. No,
but people freaking out being like, you were in a 1 year relationship and you're already in a relationship with this guy. And he was like, no, that's like one of my best friends. So that was kind of a funny one. And then also even to like that selfie, like so many people DM me being like, is this a soft launch? Is this a hard launch? And like, even after I felt like the dust settled, somebody was texting me last night.
Is
and
it
was
still
like,
live? I want to look
yeah,
at
it's still
this.
Live. I'm not removing it. Like
wait, I fully like swiped through this, liked and commented this post on this post and did not realize there was anything nefarious going on.
But I also think you know my characters, so it's like,
oh yeah, yeah,
it's like, oh, you're like, oh, that's Adam's friend that like I've heard him talk about, or oh, that's Adam's friend that maybe I've met or something like that. Like, you know my characters. And so I'm not deleting that shit. Like, I thought it was a cute picture. Like, I think I look good, so why would I delete it? Do you see it?
What's the Hillstone picture?
Photo number 3, and it's right after that.
Okay, wait. So 1, 2, 3. Oh. See, but I wouldn't know that's Hillstone if I was just a rando.
Oh, okay. I think like people who know, like it's like if you know, you know. Like
this does look like a coupley picture. This looks coupley.
Objectively, it does look a little
slide
bit coupley.
Everyone for reference. Everyone reference slide 3.
Slide 3 may look a little bit coupley, but it's like literally one of my like closest gay friends, which is so funny. I was like, literally tell your friends that they're homophobic. Like, two gays can be friends, okay? We don't have to be dating.
Well, there's many gays in this photo dump.
His
why
hair exactly. is in your eyeball.
Somebody today was like, you're literally nibbling on his ear.
Yeah, your mouths are really close.
His
I'm not gonna lie.
Hair is legitimately in your eye.
Everybody after they started freaking out were like, so are you gonna delete
now I'm
it
over analyzing this,
and I was like, no, of course I'm not gonna delete it. Like, it's well, causing some drama. Like, this is what I live for.
Yeah, he's like,
you only
that was
got
the whole
eight
point.
Chairs I wouldn't be too concerned.
Yeah, it's not too
like
crazy.
It's that's not terrible.
Well, that's because people wanted to DM me directly in my face. I think I got like a very large amount of DMs.
You can always tell like when something's tea based on the number of shares. It's kind of crazy that shares are
public 100%. Now.
Public now.
But anyways, what I will tell to the team is that if I have a boyfriend or if I'm like seeing somebody seriously,
it
like,
will be advertised.
It will be fucking advertised. Okay, we're going to be like, this is the pinnacle of my situation.
Will
like,
you give us announcement rights? Can we air the first announcement?
Yeah,
here?
Of course.
What's also, it called? Exclusivity, Colby. What's the term?
Yeah, it'll be under embargo.
Under embargo. Like, what's our
until the episode airs?
Yeah, what are our rights?
And then you can pitch far and wide.
This is me giving Match Made full rights to my, you know, my the inauguration of we my have first relationship.
Right, your first right of refusal to not be the ones to break the announcement.
Okay, but also like I would never publicize it though until it was like fully a thing and we were fully dating and it was. Like
oh yeah,
full live and like had been some time because I am so pessimistic. I feel like about every single person that I date and like expect that something's gonna go wrong at any given point. So like, girl, there would not be little signs. But I also like I have that conversation with like whoever I end up dating. Like, do you care if you're on this? Because obviously, if we have some kind of platform, like we have podcasts, like people follow us on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever. Yeah. Like, I want to make sure that person's like actually comfortable being featured in XYZ or whatever, or if they want to make like be private, which of course I'd be fine with too. So anyways, that's like, I don't know,
different strokes for different folks. I feel like in this line of work, you know,
yeah, it's hard to avoid
it's hard to avoid, but that's a whole nother conversation. Let's talk about your dates.
Let's
talk about your dates. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
We shall
cross the social media bridge when we get to it.
So anyway, I went on a first date with this guy at Hillstone a week ago and it was very cute and just like a very nice date, and we had a lot to talk about. We yip-yapped for a couple of hours. It was very funny because we were sitting at the bar at Hillstone and I got two martinis and he got two Negronis, and he kind of like, they asked us if we wanted another drink. We had done dinner. I think we'd been sitting there for 2 hours at that point, but like we had a lot to talk about, right? So we can kind of, we're continuing to chat a little bit. And so they asked us if we wanted another drink. I'm sitting there like, I cannot have another martini. Like, I will fully black out if I have another martini. And he kind of like looks at me as if permission to kind of like, are we ordering another drink or not, basically?
Yeah.
And I literally just sit there and I go, I'm going to be totally honest. I'm going to black out if I have another martini. Like, we can't get another one.
Two martini rule.
Nothing good happens after three martinis on a first date, okay? Like, I did not need that, you know? Two was enough to get me yapping, to have, like, us a good time. That's all I needed out of that date, you know?
Okay, two martinis and run.
Two martinis and run.
I need more information.
Okay.
What was our first, like, impression, thoughts, physically? How did his voice sound? All the things that you can't glean from a dating profile, I need to hear.
Yeah, so
The review.
Did I talk about how I talked to this guy 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I did. Okay, good.
That was the huge revelation from last week's
which was
episode.
Crazy. Because also, like, when I look back at the text also, it was to the day. It was 2 years ago to the day that's we had texted.
Manifest destiny.
It's insane. Manifest destiny.
What does that mean?
Destiny is like an America thing. Like,
yeah, like that's literally what you learned in, like, AP Gov.
You mean manifestation.
It just sounded right.
You mean
perfect use of manifestation and that text was destiny.
No, manifest
destiny was the idea that the United States was destined to expand westward across North America.
Perfect.
It was a belief.
That's exactly what I meant.
It was a belief that drove 19th century U.S. territorial expansion. That's manifest so destiny.
There oh we go. God.
I love that.
Anyway, so
there
manifest
you have it.
Destiny. So, okay, well, we manifest destiny it. But, okay, so that has to be the episode title, I feel like.
Manifest Miley Cyrus, because her name is Destiny, right?
Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Destiny Hope Cyrus. That's manifest so Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Exactly.
I can't. Okay, so, anyways, I was basically waiting for our table at Hillstone. This is the first time this has ever happened to me, but I told him, I was like, hey, I'll go put our name down at like 5 p.m. and I think our table will be ready by 6, because that's kind of like the trick with Hillstone is you just go, you put your name down. If you live or work close, like my office is right next door, then you just go, they call you and you walk back over. So it's easy. I go to Hillstone at 5 p.m. This is the first time this has quite literally ever happened to me in my entire life. They're like, oh, we're not full. Like, we can seat you right now. And I was like, oh, no. How about you put me on the wait list? So, and they were like, there's no wait list. Like, we can't put you on the wait list because it doesn't exist. And I was like, okay, well, I need to eat at 6. So, like, what can you do for me? And they were like, literally nothing. Like, you need to just come back. And I was like, fuck. So anyways, I text the guy and I'm like, hey, this is literally the first time this has ever happened to me before, but they're completely open. So I'm just going to go back at 5:30 and put our name down again. So I go back to the office for basically 15 minutes and then go back to Yellowstone, put our name down. And then luckily by six, he gets there. And he was also rushing. Like, he was super considerate and was like, oh, of course, like, I'll get ready to go. Like, right now, like, I'll just meet you over there. Like, you don't have to wait for me there, blah, blah, blah. Or I don't want you to have to wait. And so
that's nice of you to be honest about it, because I feel like I would have just been like, well, gotta kill an hour.
Yeah.
Gotta go walk around in circles.
No, literally. Because
he cannot know that I am making him rush.
It was just like, funny because I also had no backup reservation, even though I told him, I was like, I'll also make us a backup reservation just in case Hillston doesn't work out. But I figured, because it's worked out for me every single time.
Well, clearly, and this time it just
worked a little too well. So anyways, I was waiting for the table at like one of the bar tables by the door. He walks in and immediately I'm like, oh, he's really like attractive. Like, I was very attracted to him and thought he was very cute. And he just immediately is like a lot of charisma, asking me questions. Like, it was just like very good vibes all around. And so we sit down, like I mentioned, we had a lot to talk about by the end of the date. I feel like my favorite part about him is that he
paid the bill.
No. That's very funny. He said that. Katie, that's actually hilarious. We split it.
You split it, but you knew you were going to split it. You had a feeling.
You went into it knowing that.
You had a feeling.
I feel like it's normal in like gay dating to split the first date, at least.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about him is that by the end of the date, he had already asked me on the second date. So essentially, yes. He said, well, when can I see you again, basically? And so we kind of, I didn't like leave guessing, you know, whether or not it was a good date. Like, I felt like a good date, and he basically confirmed that by saying, hey, like, when can I see you again?
That's hot.
It was cute. I really liked it. And then we took the subway home together. We live in the same directions, hugged goodbye on the subway, and that was kind of the end of it. And then immediately after, he texted me and just said that was fun. And then, yeah, so it was nice. I think the other good part about him is that we're not texting nonstop. Like, it feels like every text exchange that we have is kind of like making the next plan, or maybe it's like
intentional.
Yeah, it's intentional, and it's not kind of like the normal yip yap. So I feel like when we've hung out, it kind of leaves a little to be desired, you know?
Mystery.
Yeah, a little mystery.
I love it.
Whereas I feel like previously, like, I'll get into these habits of like texting guys that I'm seeing, and then I just feel not like as into
what
it.
You're having for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
By day three.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, we've literally been on one date. Like, we can, right, you know, wait. And so it seems like that's the direction that this is heading, is that it's like very chill in the texting front, but then we have a lot to talk about more in person. So date number two is we kind of talk about maybe doing a movie, and he asked me if I would prefer to do a movie at a theater, if I wanted to do it at one of our apartments. And so I tell him, I'm like, well, I have two straight boys running around my apartment, so I'm not really sure that, you know, my apartment is the best option.
What's his living situation? Does he live alone?
Lives with one of his friends.
Okay.
I won't specify where he lives, but he lives with one of his friends who he's like besties with. His friend is in a long-term relationship, and so he basically was like, oh, totally fine, I'll tell my friend to scram, essentially.
Yeah,
it was funny. And so we align, I hate talking in corporate talk, but it's just very Adam. We decide to have a movie date basically at his apartment on Saturday night. So it's also a Saturday night date. It's a second date, which is crazy.
Ooh,
I know, spicy.
What movie?
I gave him some options.
Wicked, obviously.
Yeah,
no, I was fully expecting you to say, and we went to the theater and we saw Wicked.
No, I wish. That would be my dream.
At the sing-along theater.
My literal dream. He would have been like, yeah, so I'm actually out.
You're like belting Defying Gravity and he just disappears.
He's like, actually, I think I've had enough.
You look over fun. And he's just gone.
Completely.
Gone.
He didn't even notice though, because he just loves the movie so much.
I was just so enthralled by Cynthia Erivo. I gave him a few options of movies that I thought that I wanted to watch, and the top one that I wanted to watch was Conclave. Do you know Conclave?
No.
It's basically like the inauguration of a new pope, essentially. It's like a
yes. No, I do. I totally know.
Yeah. And yep. I was very intrigued by the movie, and I was like, oh, this is the one I want to watch. I didn't specify, but he ended up picking that one, luckily. So we decided to watch Conclave. A funny thing about our second date is that I had a birthday party beforehand. So this spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. It was one of my like very close co-workers' birthdays.
I just rolled my eyes so far into the back of my head because of course you had a birthday. You have so many birthdays.
Too many birthdays. And my friend who was hosting the birthday was basically like, oh, I hate that you have a date after this because I just know you and you're like not going to be fun. Like you're going to be super tame because you know you have a date and don't want to be crazy or something like that. And I was like 100% correct. Like I'm going to be so tame because I refuse to show up to this date and like act a fool. I go to this birthday party. I see literally, it's like hundreds of gays, many of whom I have some kind of connection with, whether it be like I've dated them, I've dated their boyfriend, like there's some kind of connection path. And so naturally, a lot of these dudes were like coming up to me and hitting on me and like being like, I haven't seen you in a while and like grabbing my waist and I'm like eating up the attention and end up like having a drink basically, which was essentially a cup of tequila. And finish my one drink and then somebody else hands me another drink and I'm like, I quite literally cannot have the second drink, but I end up staying at the birthday party for kind of too long because my date was at 7. I think I got to the birthday party at like 3:30 and I was kind of coming up close on time to the birthday party because I wanted time to go home first and change into a more like
movie
date night appropriate outfit. Like I didn't want to come in like my going out in the West Village situation.
Yeah, you wanted to be in like joggers and a or like comfy clothes? What are you talking about? Like for a movie? What's a movie outfit?
I don't know. I guess I don't really think that far ahead. So what I originally was intending was like my aloe quarter zip. And then, which is so funny, like if this guy ever hears this episode, he's going to be like, wow, there was a lot of thought that went into
there
this.
There always is.
For me to show up in like a black like sweatsuit, basically.
Hey, I would have been the same way.
Not actually, like- but I essentially went, long story short, I went home. I was a little lit up, to be honest, off of one drink somehow. I think I was just like on a high of seeing so many people that I hadn't seen in a while and just like yip yapping all over this bar, essentially.
Yeah.
Cause it was just like fun. Like you see people you haven't seen in a while and you're chatting and it's like a whole little fun activity. And so I think I was just high on life. And so I go home, I change into a pair of joggers and my aloe quarter zip. I go into Alex's room and I'm like, do I look good? And he was like, no, like you can't wear those joggers on a date. Like it's a second date. Like what the heck? Like you need to get in there and impress this man. Like what the heck are you doing? And Alex literally is like, you look like shit. Like what the hell is going on? And basically forces me to change into jeans, which thank God he did, because I'm in the Uber on the way to this guy's apartment. This is kind of separate from when I actually get to his apartment, but I'm in the Uber on the way to this guy's apartment. And in my head, I'm like, fuck, I'm feeling like kind of lit. And I don't want to come into this guy's apartment and be like a freaking bulldozer, like tornado whipping through his apartment. So I literally have a full conversation with myself in the back seat. I'm like, you got to reel it in. Like you cannot be doing this on a second date. Like pull it together, lock it in. My Uber driver is probably like, yeah, get him king, get him king.
You were talking out loud.
Oh yeah, for sure. I was definitely like, come on, come on. Like, you know, I was in it. I was in it to win it. I was like, get your head in the game. Got to get your head in the game. Anyways, so show up to his apartment. It's great. He ordered a sugarfish. So sweet.
Wow.
We ate some sushi, some wine.
Did he ask for your order beforehand or did he just assume?
He asked what I was in the mood for and suggested.
Oh, you decided it went, okay. I thought you like walked in and he had like sugarfish there ready to go.
Is sugarfish one of those things that you pick what you want or they just give you that box?
I think they just give you the box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. This, I don't know these things.
Yeah.
Well, seafood things. I don't either because I don't eat that, but I know the sugarfish box because people talk about it all the time and are always posting photos of it. But I didn't know if you could pick the types of fish that you got and that stuff, or if it's just like you ordered the box and that's the meal.
I think you just order the box and they just give you kind of whatever is fresh that day, maybe. I'm not positive. I haven't ordered sugarfish for myself in a while, but I knew that I liked it. And so he suggested, like, I think we deserve sugarfish. And I was like, I think we deserve it as well. And so.
So he paid for it.
He did, which is very nice. But I did bring him a present. So he told me that he was going to get us dinner and that it was going to be sugarfish. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop and get this guy a present. On our first date, he was drinking Negronis. And I remember that in like his Hinge profile, he had a Negroni in there. And so I got him a bottle of Campari.
Big Negroni guy.
Big Negroni guy. So I brought him a bottle of Campari and then also just brought a bottle of red wine. I knew that he'd already gotten us a bottle of red wine, but I was like, you can just keep it in your apartment and have it for a future gathering. Never, I didn't want to show up empty-handed.
I was going to say, never show up empty-handed. Yeah.
Bad form.
Bad form.
And luckily, I get there and he's like, literally looks so good as in jeans and this really cool sweater. And I was like, literally, thank God that Alex made me change. Because if I showed up here in joggers and a freaking current, like, I was saved. Thank you, based God.
He was wearing jeans. Interesting. Okay.
I am definitely a yoga pants on a Netflix and chill date.
Yeah. I would not have thought, but what I would have probably done is asked, like, so what are we thinking for? Like, should I come in like a funny way? Been like, so should I bring, like, what should I wear, sort of thing?
Yeah. And so I
think yoga pants are like, preferred.
Well, they're for cute. Girls. For a girl, it also makes your butt look amazing. Yeah. Like, no, why would I know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You don't really have an alternative to that.
I will say, like, movie date. Pants. Movie date on date number two was kind of bold.
It was bold.
Like,
and for a Saturday night.
No, like, I feel like that's extremely bold. Like, I would have made that like date number three, probably.
Yeah.
It's very bold. Intimate.
But
very intimate.
No, fortune favors the bold, they say.
But it was very cute. And he just like looked really good. And we talked, we ate dinner, and then we eventually watched the movie. And it was just like a very good date. So,
yay.
And then by the end of it, he was like, so when am I seeing you again? And we are going on another date tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Third date.
Oh my God. I just got chills.
I know.
Wait, I love it.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. He's very sweet. It's a good. He's a good one.
Where are you going tomorrow?
We're going to go to a museum and then we're
going to... You guys are doing fun things.
Wait, that is incredible.
I know.
I like that.
He suggested a museum and I was like, oh, these are some galleries that I wanted to go to that I've just been like... I feel like when you get into New York City and you lived here for a while, like you just kind of forget to do these fun things.
Mm-hmm.
And he suggested a museum and I was like, oh, that's so fun. Like these are actually a few galleries that I wanted to go to. We're going at like 5. So right at the end of the day.
Museum.
And then we're getting a drink at Jackson Bond.
That's amazing.
So fun.
Yeah.
It's fun that you're doing activities and different things instead of just going to like
dinner.
Drinks and then upgrading to dinner when you decide that you can tolerate each other long enough. I feel like it gives you more things to talk about and like suss out each other's interests early on.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been good. Okay. I'm trying to just keep it chill and see where it goes because I feel like I get in this habit of like finding something that like seems good and then it just ends up like not working out. So I'm kind of just like, I'm taking it day by day. It like, I'm enjoying hanging out with him. Whatever ends up happening at the end of the day ends up happening, but he's very cool, very handsome. Like,
what are we calling him? Negroni.
Negroni?
Negroni man.
Negroni.
Negroni guy.
Negroni man.
Negroni guy. Negroni man.
I think we can do better.
Okay.
I don't know what better is though.
Well, that's just a defining feature.
Sure. Can we call him Sugarfish? Thinking about him. Yeah.
Sugarfish is kind of cute.
Okay.
Oh, Katie doesn't like it.
It just sounds like you're calling him Sugar.
If you want to call him Sugarfish, we can call him Sugarfish.
No, I don't like Sugarfish anymore now that it's like a weird pet name. Now that you made it weird.
What's a defining feature of him? What does he do for work? Like, I don't know, something like, I feel like we've always kind of gravitated towards a defining feature of the person.
He was a swimmer.
So were you. Did you bond over that?
We talked about
it. What was your stroke?
What was his stroke?
Okay, so you want to know what's so fucked up? Like, on our first date, we talked about, like, all this stuff, but I really feel like every first date that I have, I kind of just black out the entire time, and I don't remember a lot of things. Like, I remembered the important things that he told me, but the random small talk about, like, for swimming, for example, like, he definitely asked me what my strokes were, and I told him, and I'm positive that I asked him what his strokes were, but I cannot remember what his strokes were.
You know what? That's so normal. Little details, sometimes I could hear them a million times, my brain just says, nope, not keeping that.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I have no idea.
Because it's just, your brain doesn't see it as, like, vital information.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can, like, get that another time, I guess, in my brain.
I am, like, so the opposite. I can remember just random things that guys that I went on one date with that I didn't even like told me. And it really bothers me when other people don't remember things that I tell them.
Well, I remember, yeah, I guess you're right. I just feel like some people just have, like, I just don't think I have a good memory. Like, yeah. I think I used to have a good memory.
But see, like, post first date, I have an amazing memory. Like, second date, we talked about so much stuff. I could tell you this dude's, like, his nieces and nephews' names, his sister's names. Like, I can tell you his mom's name, what she was doing this weekend. Like, I remember every single little detail that happened after the first date. But the first date, I feel like I'm only remembering, like, the important stuff.
Well, because you're also nervous, probably. Yeah.
No, exactly. It's like the nerves. Like, I get in there and I'm like, okay, you're operating it.
I feel like you two have really good memories in general.
I try. I feel like it's like a very good
quality. Except for Adam has asked us the details of our Boston trip about 12 times.
Okay, but that's because I didn't plan any of it. And I normally like plan all my shit. So
no,
like,
honey, yeah. It's because you didn't write anything down. Put it in your calendar.
I think I've asked when we're leaving like 40 times.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, but that was my date.
I'm so excited for you. Those are such great
updates. I'm excited for tomorrow.
Like, I know that you're trying to stay level and all the things, which is important, but like, I'm excited for you.
No, I'm excited to keep hanging out with them.
Very promising.
Yeah.
Starting off the year right.
Mr. No Name Negroni Sugarfish Man, I have high hopes for you.
We really got to come up with a nickname. That's not...
That'll come to you.
That's your job.
It's my job to come up with a nickname?
No, yeah, no, you're right. Guy. It actually is probably our job to come up with it.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to nickname Colby's man the second she starts.
Can everyone submit...
I actually already have Colby's nickname.
Wait, everyone slide in to our DMs, Matchmade Podcast, and submit your
nomination.
Your nomination for this man's name based on everything we've heard.
And then we'll hand out the award next week.
Yeah.
Like, lucky listener.
What do you think... We should call him. Let us know.
I'm curious.
Let us know.
You're up, Colby. What do we got?
Okay, so I have decided this year that I am really going to lean on other people to pick my men for me. And
you're like, Hinge no more.
Yeah, no. But I literally don't even have it on my phone anymore because I'm just so over it and it insulting me. So whenever I have tasked people with being my matchmaker in the past... It has been like an eye-opening experience to who people think I would be interested in on the one hand, and on the other, people being like, yes, I know all of these people, whatever, and then never following up with the guy, or being like, yes, oh, I have the perfect guy, I'm going to set you up, and then just never hearing about it again, which has just, for the most part, been my expectation for setups in general. But my one friend literally was like, perfect, this guy's going to text you, whatever. So we text literally just to make a plan. And then we were going to go get a drink. That day, he texts to confirm, like, following the bare minimum blueprint. And so we go on our date. We get a drink. At first glance, he was super cute. I had one photo of him and knew he was tall. And that was literally all that I knew. So it was essentially a blind date. And my friend refused to tell me anything about him except for that he was nice, tall in this one picture.
I love that.
And
I love it that you were like, had no idea
what you were going to date. Tall, yeah,
it was literally, it was driving me crazy. But then just right out the gate, I was like, yeah, so-and-so refused to tell me anything about you. So I feel like we have a lot to talk about. And... So then I sat down, and he was so nice, but he's very shy, which is not my typical guy that I would go for, but that's why I want people to set me up, is so that I don't go for the same type of guy.
No, I think that's so important.
And it was good. We were there for 2 hours. Honestly, I thought that it went by really fast, which I feel like is good on a first date.
Yeah.
I literally thought I was going to pick my phone up, and it... an hour was going to have gone by based on how I felt. And I thought my roommate was going to come back and be like, oh, you're home so soon and like feel bad for me. But we were there for like 2 hours, talked the whole time. Like it was fine, like good first date. And he was super cute and nice.
I have questions. Okay. So you had seen one photo of him. Were you very stressed you weren't going to be able to figure out who it was, like at the bar?
Or did he text you? Well, no, it helped because he texted me like, I'm in the back in a gray shirt.
Okay, thank God. Because that was always
so stressful. And that was also what I said. I was like, there's a lot of gray shirts in here. I'm happy I found the right one.
Okay, that makes me feel better. Because I feel like that
except
element.
The one thing that was also kind of weird, we were at a table... And this bar doesn't have that many tables, so this is why. But it was meant for a group of, like, 8 people to sit at the table. It was just, like, a massive, long table.
Okay. Did people sit with you?
No, it was, like, a booth, a private table.
But I see.
That's how their tables are.
Okay.
So it was just funny. I just kept sitting there being, like, This is the table that I would sit at with literally all of my friends.
Well, I was going to say, I remember that restaurant. And not move
for the whole day.
No, and it like literally feels like you're at like a diner, I feel like, in the booth.
But I do love that place.
Yeah, it's very cute. But like, I remember the last time we went there, like we got drinks and fries and we're just like all sitting around the table like yapping. Like it's a very like, I don't know, like friend out place, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know why I also, through the setup situation, didn't have that feeling after a Hinge date that's like, wow, I'm just proud of myself for getting through that one, you know?
Yeah.
It's like metal for well, trying.
It's kind of, it's kind of like a group project, you know?
Right.
It's not like you're just on your own. It's like a group project and you can be like, all right, good work, team.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not just you.
It's also nice that you had the validation beforehand. It's right. Like, okay, you guys have a mutual friend. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking
for.
That's
it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So that was good. And like very low stakes in terms of like what's going to happen beyond that. But Adam really wants me to go on a date with his coworker and he has been DMing me so much.
Okay.
Did he tell you that?
No.
Oh. He has been DMing me a lot.
I basically...
But I haven't given him my phone number. So I just always open my Instagram and it's like, new message. I was so surprised at first when I saw it because he had asked me to get a drink. And I was like, I honestly have... I forgot to write him back because he messaged me when my family was in town. And I unintentionally ghosted him. And then he followed up and was like super last minute, but I'm about to leave town and would love to see you before if possible. And I was like, honestly, I know myself and I have these marathon work days starting tomorrow or whenever. And I definitely wouldn't be giving you my best performance. And he was like, whatever, didn't care. And but now he's just been texting me or messaging me.
Basically, this is one a coworker that I love. Like, I think he's so funny. And in the office, I'm like, oh, you're cute. And I one day was like, hey, would you go on a date with my friend Colby? Like, I think she's really pretty and your type. And he was like, show me a picture. I obviously showed him a picture. He was like, oh, yeah, she's gorgeous.
He asked me to elope. Yeah, what photo did you use?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I'm curious now what my photo is. To be used to set me up with someone.
Okay, I'm gonna look at your Instagram and decide which one I would think that he would show.
Are you gonna make a guess?
I'm gonna guess which photo you did. You show an Instagram photo?
Wait, actually, you want to know what's really fucked up about the entire scenario? That's actually kind of funny. So it's a group text actually with me, one of my friends, and then my coworker. And my coworker was like, "Who do you guys?" No. Okay, my one friend who was in the chat was like, "Hey, so and so, like." I'm with my friend right now. She thinks she's really cute. Would you date her? And sends a picture. And in my head, I'm like, wow, she looks so much like my friend Colby. And so then...
So then in the chat... You were like, wait, I got one of those.
In the chat, I'm like, oh, if you like her, like, here's my friend Colby. And then he obviously picked Colby over the other friend's girl.
Hey, she doesn't need to know.
I know, which I'm okay, like...
Okay, did you show a bikini pic or just a regular pic?
I definitely did not go a bikini
pic. Yeah, I didn't think you would.
I don't really have that many bikini pics. Well, this one
I just happened upon.
Oh, yeah.
And you look really good there.
Thanks.
But I feel like... Did you show this one?
Let me check.
Adam probably showed a picture of the two of us.
I did, though. Wait, I actually showed three.
Which one did you show?
I showed these three.
Oh. Are you in all of them?
No, just two out of three.
Where did you even get that one? The Jonas Brothers concert picture. I don't have that on my Instagram.
I found it.
Okay, I wasn't guessing those, but you do look really good there. I saw this one
cropped Katie out.
Yeah. That's okay.
Katie's no confusion.
Yeah, I was like, this one, not that one. And then this one, selfie.
Okay, good work.
Honestly, I'm happy that those are the photos that you chose because those are pictures that I don't even think I look good in.
What? I think you look stunning in all three of these.
I know, but that makes me happy. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
It really is. But anyways, he was a fast, immediate, like, yes, give me your Instagram.
He asked me to elope.
So anyways, I told Colby, I was like, wow. If you don't like him, like, it's okay. Like, it's not going to offend me.
Wait, this is fun. I think you go on a date with him.
No, but I'm just into this setup era. Because, like, clearly from my first setup experience, like, nothing to report. Like, good guy, nice, whatever. We'll see what happens. Low stakes. And that's just how I'm going to roll with it.
Well, have you been texting that guy?
No.
I'm going to call him Shy Guy.
Yeah.
See, that's a good one.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was talking to one of my guy friends after, and he was... We were just talking, and I said how he messaged me and was like, I'll definitely see you really soon or very soon, whatever. I don't even remember. And all of my girlfriends were like, oh my God, that's so good. Whatever.
That's how I felt. I thought it was good.
My guy friend, I know. I was like, okay, like he whatever. Said, that's
I
nice.
I will see you soon. That sounds intentional.
Right. I show my guy friend. He goes, oh. And I was like, what? And he was like, I'm a little bit more direct than that. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, see you soon, like, just leaves a lot of room for interpretation.
That's actually so true.
That though. Is like, true. Okay.
All right.
That's... I guess he could have been like, what are you doing next week?
Yeah.
Something more, you know, firm.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't even care.
Well, hey, you might hear from him soon.
Yeah.
Or if not, you can go on a date with Adam's coworker.
I'm still going to go out with
him.
Yeah,
I think you should.
You should go on one date with him. Like, yeah. I think you guys would have fun.
Yeah, that's what I want.
He's also funny, so I think he would just like laugh. I just
want to have fun and laugh.
Yeah. And I told Colby, I was like, if you hate him after, like, it's not going to offend me. And he's so cool. Like, he would not care.
Can I see a visual?
Yeah, well, Adam showed me pictures and then he followed me on Instagram. And I was like, I don't know if this is the right person.
He doesn't have an Instagram presence. And so all of his pictures, like, on Instagram do not look like him.
That's
and
a green flag. Green flag, honestly. Also, I mean,
very Colby. Green.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
No, it's true, but Adam had shown me these pictures, and then I was trying to find a photo of him to show somebody. You're like,
wrong
and
person.
I was like, I don't know who this is.
You can just show me any picture and I'll just like think really highly, you know. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Where did I even send you pictures of him?
In a text.
We must have been in a group message because it's not in our normal.
Because you had put him forward with somebody else.
Oh, there was another option?
Like another girl?
Oh.
You were like, would either of you go on a date with this guy?
I'm like auctioning him off to
the highest bidder.
Literally. No, and our friend literally goes, Colby, you got it.
Hey.
Put me in, coach.
The girls crack me up.
Yeah, I need to see a visual of this guy.
Okay, well, Colby, I'm happy that you're in your setup era. I think that's good for you.
Yeah, same. And somebody else told me that they were setting me up with somebody.
Let me see.
But I haven't heard any updates movement? On that. Yeah.
Wait, he's extremely cute.
I know.
No, he's definitely handsome.
Wait, he looks like he could be like an actor.
Like Colby.
Katie.
Like this Katie's- photo is giving like Paul Wesley vibes. You
I
know?
Saw that. That's on his
Instagram. Is that
Instagram.
His name, Paul Wesley from Vampire Diaries?
Yes.
Stefan?
Yeah, I can see
he's
it.
He's giving Stefan from Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Wait, he's
I've
very...
I've never seen...
Colby, very handsome.
I've never seen Vampire Diaries.
He's going to eat this up. He was listening to the podcast to study what
dimples.
Colby likes.
Colby, come on. Give him a chance.
Give
we're
him a
going,
chance.
We're going
give him a chance.
At some point.
Wait, how exciting. Okay. Wow, guys, this has like been an amazing episode. I feel like you're fed.
2025.
Consider yourself fed.
I mean, winter's gonna winter, you know?
Wait, you wanna know my like most toxic trait though about like when things like this happen to me? Like I feel like when I like start seeing a guy or like going on a couple dates with a guy who I actually like and like I feel like things are going a good direction, the roster's done. I'm like, yeah. Nobody talks to me and I can't keep up with anybody else. Like I have time for my job, my friends, and like this guy who I'm going on half a date with. Basically. Yeah. And so on Saturday when I went to that birthday party, the guy who I was going on dates with in September was mm-hmm. there and he texted me immediately after and was like, didn't get enough time with you, like would love to see you this week. Fully ignored it.
I have on such accident, a hard kind time of. With that too.
Cause in my head I'm like, oh, I probably should keep the door open in case like I get fucked over by, you know, this guy that I'm seeing, like fingers crossed and knock
I'd
on
say
wide,
the door but, is still open.
Yeah, door's still open. But I just can't focus on it.
Well, I think the hard thing is to finding the time. Like, you have such a busy work schedule, then it's like, okay, I really like this guy, and yeah. I have time to, like, go on a date this week, so I'd rather see this guy than prioritize somebody that I don't know if I'm going to like.
Exactly. And the guy from Saturday, like, the reason I stopped seeing him in September was because I felt like I couldn't balance work and seeing him, you right. know? So it's like...
Yeah.
So, like, that was the whole reason I stopped talking to him anyway. But yeah. now that like my life has kind of cooled a little bit and I just feel more in control, like I do feel like I can date a little bit more. But also this new guy and I mean, I don't want to say new guy because literally the last date I had been on before him was in September. Like the fact that it's been 6 months almost since I had gone on it, right? Is that 6 months?
No, like
four or
no,
five.
No, but like five, I get what I you think. Mean. It's been a while.
Yeah. 4 or 5 months since I've been on a date. Like that's
yeah.
crazy.
No, yeah, that's like that's a good break in between.
No, such break. So anyways, like now he and I have gone on tomorrow will be 3 dates in a week and a day.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot.
Things are moving.
Yeah. But that's when you get a little concerned, you know, it's like, oh, things are moving kind of fast. Like I really hope it doesn't like blow up.
Well, I'd say it's a good sign because it means that I don't think he's really having time to go on a bunch of dates either. Like he's probably in the same boat of being hopeful.
Yeah,
that maybe. This will work out.
And just stop being so pessimistic, but I feel like I'm just kind of keeping my expectations at bay a little bit. So hey, I was get really
pessimistic too. I was like,
it's so funny though. This guy, this is just something that happened on Saturday night, but we like were sitting on the couch basically and like just looking at each other after we kissed or something like that. And I just started dying laughing. Like, I don't know what came over me, but I just blurted out laughing. And I have no idea why I did that. And in my head, I'm like, why the fuck did I start blurting out laughing? And he goes, why are you laughing right now? And I was like, I'm really just trying to figure out what's wrong with you. Like, aww, that's literally what made me laugh. Because, like, literally there's been no, like, bad things. It's just been, like, aww, fun. Like, I've enjoyed our time together.
That's
and
good.
It's like, before the end of every date, he's like, when can I see you again? And we're kind of making a plan. It's just like, why does it feel so easy, you know? Crazy.
It's a good thing.
Crazy.
It but lied that way.
Because it can be easy.
Well, I also
it
think
should be easy.
It is nice that you're, like, feeling good about that. Because sometimes, or, like, that's on growth, honestly. Because you're not like, oh, my God, he already wants to see me again.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm like it's not to see him again.
Not a turn
it's
off.
It's not a chase.
One other funny thing that I'll say, though, is so I found out that we have a mutual. So I basically was talking about so it was like last Wednesday, I think, and I was in the office and I was like, oh, I went to Hillstone last night. It was like a group of us. Like we all just talk about our weeks and our dating lives and whatever. And they were like, who'd you go to Hillstone with? I'm like, oh, it was the first date. I went with this guy, show them all a picture. And my one coworker is like, oh my God, I know him. Like I literally was with him in the fall or the winter or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's great. Like how well do you know him or what's the situation? And she was like, don't know him that well. We have a mutual, like very close friend. And I'm like, oh, cool. Don't think anything of it. A couple days later, she messages me and she's like, I texted him, literally sends me a WhatsApp screenshot. Like she doesn't even have his actual phone number and WhatsApped him and was like, all the cute gays at our company are talking about you. Like definitely thinking that she was like helping me by like putting in a good word. And I'm like,
oh my God, no.
I was mortified. In my head, I'm like, oh my God, we've been on one date. Like, I cannot believe you sent that.
Wait, WhatsApp? Is he foreign?
No, I don't
know. He must just have an account.
Oh, it must have been WhatsApp because I think the wedding that they went to together was abroad.
Okay, because I was like,
that must be why it was on WhatsApp.
I speak to Jack's mom on WhatsApp. Like, yeah. She doesn't have, well, I guess she does have, they have phone numbers, like WhatsApp phone numbers, but.
But the wedding that they went at was abroad, and she sent,
oh my God,
she literally, no context, sends me a screenshot of their conversation. That's
no, what did you say?
I read it, and I was like, ha ha. In my head, I'm like,
you were like, you are not my friend anymore.
No, I'm like, girl, why are you trying to sabotage
you
me?
You were on
like
my
this?
Shit list.
And she was like, and then I told him that I think you're just an absolute gem of a human and you're such an angel. And I'm like, girl, you doing too much. I was like, I love that you think you're helping me, but you are hurting me. And like, I brought it up to him on Saturday because I was like, I can't in my right mind just let this go by without
addressing it.
And so I like make a joke to him and I'm like, oh, I heard we have a mutual. And he was like, oh yeah, like this girl looks crazy. And I was like, I'm going to be totally honest. I was mortified when she texted you that.
Oh my God.
And he was like, yeah, I mean, I texted her and I was like, I thought you were really sweet. And I was like, this just cannot be going worse for me. Like, this is so bad.
Oh my God.
It was just funny.
That is funny. Okay.
Because she's also the girl, mind you, is like, I don't want to say older, but she's like late 30s, has kids, like is a mom. And I think that maybe she just like, in her mind, she was helping
me. It wasn't reading the room.
Yeah. In her mind, I really think she was like,
yeah, she was like, perfect.
She was like, oh my God, I'm going to put in a good word.
She saw her future wedding speech she was going to give at your wedding.
Katie, like, you better reel it in real
quick. No, but she was like, I can't wait to be like, I'm the reason why these Adam two got like, together.
I'm trying not to get obsessed.
No, I'm literally about to throw Katie's far. Wood Katie's table out the window.
Here's my future.
No, way. We're not going to be knocking on wood. Like, Katie's wood table is going to be cracked.
So, like, am something. I going to be your bridesmaid or no? Yes or no? Are we going to play this episode at your wedding?
Am I? Yeah.
Girl, you better knock on some wood.
I'll stop.
Well, that's the dating updates, guys.
Wait, I have a question.
What's your question?
I have a question. Did you figure out if he was abroad 2 years ago? Or, like, remember you were going to try to figure out why he didn't text you 2 years ago? Like, why he fell off the face of the earth / where he was coming from?
I didn't bring it up, but he's lived in the city since, so it's kind of funny. So, obviously, like, I think it's a big flex that I've lived in my same apartment for 7 years. Or not a big flex, but it's just, like, nobody's lived in their apartment for 7 years. It's insane.
It's remarkable.
Mind you, this guy has literally lived in his apartment for 8, going on 9 years.
Wow.
So, I was like, dude, what? Like,
he wins. I
was like, how did you beat me? Like, nobody's ever beat me in this situation before. So anyways, I think whatever he did, he was like maybe abroad for a couple months. And I remember on our first date, he was telling me about like these places that he had gone like during COVID and like where he was like stashed out and like this place he was staying in Europe and stuff like that. So I don't remember the exact city, but he was somewhere abroad.
I see. Okay. That answers that. So he wasn't like fully moved away. He was...
Correct. I think temporarily.
Short stint abroad. Situation.
Yeah. Okay. And when I was at his apartment, like his entire wall is covered in photos of travels and pictures that he's taken and stuff like that. Like he's clearly been all over the place.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the sound of this man. Mystery man. We need a name for
Mystery
him.
Mystery man.
No name.
Mystery man. We'll see how the museum date goes. I'll keep you updated.
Can't wait for the update. Colby, can't wait for your updates as well as things progress with...
The coworker
who looks like Paul Wesley. He is hot.
He's cute. You need to go on the date.
I'm going to.
I'll go too. If you,
he is away.
Is he tall?
Oh, he is away. Oh my god, guys, I can't stop burping. He's like an he's like an inch or two taller than me, so he's got to be like 6'6".
Yeah, nice. we were measuring.
All right, approved.
It's so funny because at the office the other day, I was like asking people, I was like, "How tall is he?" Like my friend Colby like needs a tall man. And they were like, he's like at least 6'1", 6'2". I was like,
or perfect. Is he just wearing lifts?
Yeah.
We need to get him barefoot.
We need to get him barefoot to really say.
Butt to butt.
Yeah, we'll go back to back on our first date.
And with that, that's all we have time for.
Yeah, we'll do a question next week. We just, you know, we need so many updates in this episode.
I know, this is a very dating filled episode.
No, it was like, I just need to say I'm so happy for you guys. It's so fun.
Well, be happy
we're
for
getting
us
back
when
out
works
there.
Out.
No, and I can't wait for updates.
We're
next
getting
week.
Our groove back.
Yeah, I honestly like felt like I got my mojo back once I tried on this jumpsuit that didn't fit me when I tried it on in September and it zipped. Now I feel good. Unfortunately, how?
And with that,
it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
It's just so true.
I just wasn't expecting you to say that.
It's so true.
Like, that's why you got your
mojo. I loved
it,
though. It is. I really loved it.
Oh, my God.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save